I think we're providing something a little bit different than what's here. There's no one doing exactly this kind of collaboration between New York and Buffalo.
Drew Fornarola is a Buffalo native and artistic director of Starring Buffalo. He's working professionally in New York City as a playwright, producer, and composer of original songs.
While just out the window, the city ballet.
If you're wondering what Fornarola has been involved with professionally, it's a very impressive list.
I've been fortunate in the past 10 years or so to make my living mostly as a writer of musicals and plays. I've gotten to work in New York and L.A. In L.A., I worked on the Shrek and VeggieTales franchises for DreamWorks. So that was my money job for a while, and I was very lucky to be able to do that. My most recent thing in New York was a play called Straight, which was off-Broadway in 2016 and is now sort of moving around the world in productions. I'm about to go see it in German in Vienna, Austria. I just got back from Mexico City where I saw it in Spanish, so it's been a fun journey.
Fornarola created this new group with other theater professionals from New York City.
This is a new organization this year, formed with my collaborators Laura Brody and Stephen Tardick. We're all now New York City-based. Stephen and I are theater professionals. Laura runs a business. We're folks who grew up in Buffalo and moved to New York City and are now excited to start a new organization back in Buffalo. And the idea is that we're doing concerts of musicals with mixed Broadway and professional Buffalo casts.
And now, Starring Buffalo is about to premiere its very first production, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, with shows Friday and Saturday evening at Buffalo State's Rockwell Hall. Fornarola tells us the mission of Starring Buffalo is to build an artist bridge between Buffalo and Broadway. The Hunchback will feature a blend of national and local performers.
It's just really exciting to be working with everybody and to have the opportunity to be on stage with people from Broadway and collaborate with them.
Leah Burst is a Buffalo actress who graduated from UB last year. She's in the Hunchback Ensemble.
Is this a difficult production?
It's definitely a challenge. Musically, it's very intense, and the music definitely carries the piece. It's a challenge, but we are all very excited to live up to this challenge, and we're working really, really hard to make it as beautiful as it is.
Who is here from Broadway that you're working with?
So we are working with Danielle Williamson, who is playing Esmeralda. She has actually done the role before, hasn't she?
She did. She did the role in Seattle at Fifth Avenue, which is a big regional out there.
Yeah. Which, of course, is a lead of the show.
Right, yes. And she was in Memphis and The Lion King as well, so that's really exciting.
So who else locally will we hear and see about?
Well, we have a great cast of Buffalo actors. Charmaine Shee, Ariane Davidow, Matthew Owensky Jackson, Dudney Joseph, Ben Michael Moran, Katie Miner, and Rafael Santos. And Keith Ersing, who's actually the choral director at West Seneca West, is going to be playing Frollo, which is one of the big leads in the show.
Starring Buffalo draws in other local talent from local colleges and high schools. Hunchback will feature choruses from several area high schools, including the Buffalo Academy of Visual and Performing Arts, Tonawanda High School, Williamsville East, and Starpoint. Starpoint recently posted a rehearsal on YouTube. The high school choruses will be rotating their performances in The Hunchback.
And those four choirs are spread over the three performances. Williamsville is Friday night, Starpoint and Tonawanda are collaborating Saturday afternoon, and Performing Arts is Saturday night. They get to perform with the Broadway and Buffalo professionals and work under the baton of our conductor, Dr. Dan Basson, who's a Buffalo guy.
What great professional experience for them while they're working in high school.
Part of what I was thinking about as we were creating this project is what would I have loved in school that maybe we didn't quite get. I had incredible opportunities, but this is one I would have really loved as well. I think when the kids see these actors from New York, they'll see that they're people that work a lot like they do, and maybe it'll demystify a little bit the process, maybe make them feel like they could go on to a career doing this.
Blending Buffalo and Broadway, Starring Buffalo is now on stage to entertain and educate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.